This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday, 306. Andrew is home sick. Hopefully he'll be back in on Monday. He should be back in on Monday. I just hope he has a decent weekend. Doesn't feel bad the whole time. These sicknesses seem to be supercharged this year. I've not had them yet. But when people are throwing up, they're throwing up for a couple days, you know, typically it's like a 24-hour thing, and people are having the flu for a really long time. Poor Michael Calhoun was sick as a dog for like a month. So yeah, look out. What do we want to do? Let's go this way. Since we have Janelle, our entertainment reporter here, I have no social media, and I consume no social media except for TikTok. It's my only thing, and this is probably going to be a big duh when I tell you what my theory is. But being an entertainer, I am surprised, I'm a little surprised that I'm surprised, that the world of entertainment among the normies on TikTok is so terrible. Like when people are, I'm funny, I'm interesting, I'm provocative, I'm this, I'm that. 9 times out of 10, I want to be entertained. I'm not going on TikTok just to hate them, and I'm just let down. Does that make any sense? I guess I'm surprised at how not entertaining the public is. Fair, unfair?
I think the public is surprisingly entertaining.
Do you?
Yeah, based on my TikTok.
I watch it.
Well, because sometimes I'll get on Instagram reels, and Instagram I'm a little more disappointed sometimes by, like, I'm like, really? You thought that was going to be funny? Like, I'll have the thought of just like, people will just be posting anything on the internet. But they're going for it at the same time. Like, they're trying to do something just because it didn't connect with me. Like, it's still pretty creative to, like, make and edit these videos and have a theme for it and have like a running joke, which a lot of people do. I don't know. I guess I just feel the opposite. Feel like I'm surprised by how great some amateur performers can be.
We clearly have different for you pages because now I'm no longer a lesbian, but I'm very into the funeral arts. There's a lot of here's how to embalm in 1 minute. And I just keep hitting not interested, but it's just like, yes, you are.
He wants to see
But I wonder
this.
If, like, you know, you always say with your career, you've evolved over time. You're seeing these people in, you know,
the raw stages.
Right. And you might not see them consistently. You know, you might not see the same page consistently. So you wonder if they evolve over time. Like, are you seeing early stuff of there? And have they gotten funnier or more creative over time the longer that they've been on there? Like, because it's always fascinating to me to see a YouTube a channel that I enjoy. And I always like to go back to the very first video they ever put out and to see how much their channel has evolved over time. So is it just... You're seeing everybody, you know, you're seeing people in different stages.
Worst.
Yeah. Well, different stages of their, you know, social media career, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you're also not having anything filtered out, right? Like when you're seeing the Rolling Stones, they've already shown how many dozens of people that they're deserving of being on the radio. right? By the time you go see them in concert, they've had record hit sales. That filter is not there anymore as much. So what we're seeing on TikTok is kind of the raw form. So, you know, to what you're saying, maybe they are still in development.
Right.
Maybe some of them just aren't good, but the good ones are there too. I don't think it's a different percentage. I just think in previous generations, before we would even see them, they've already passed several levels, right? Stand-up comics had to do well at the Comedy Store. Otherwise, they weren't going to get the HBO special. By the time they got to the HBO special, you knew they were good. Where now, if you're not funny, you can still put it out there and have the chance. But when we're going to see it, but there's none of that step-by-step. And I think that's good. It's all good. I don't think it's a bad thing. We just have to understand that that's what it is.
Speaking of entertaining, Wheeler and I are such opposites. I'm like a four-year-old who's just running around the room yelling Oklahoma.
And then you're Ruprecht.
Yes. And then he grabs me by the shoulders and he's like,
it's the oldest child thing. I'm telling you, it is a thing.
Yeah.
We're just like, you need to settle. This is how it goes. You need to, like, the logical. You got to get,
Can I just add one more thing? To kind of build on what everybody's saying. The other thing is you have to keep in mind with TikTok, the algorithm rewards people who post a lot. So not all those videos are going to be bangers, right?
Right,
like,
right.
Like, it's kind of like us doing a radio show every day. If we did one show a month, can you even imagine how funny that show would be?
Yeah.
Kill it.
No, that's a good point.
We would destroy that show. But the thing is, you have to do 4 hours
a
day every day.
Yeah.
It's almost exactly what we just talked about with the movies.
Right.
When you do too many of the same storyline, it's hard to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing a lot because you get rewarded for having a lot of content, you're going to provide a lot versus whittling it down and only giving what the good stuff is.
Right. Yeah. And what is your production process? Is it just a video that's like it caught somebody doing something, pranking somebody? Is it organic
that's
or is
best.
It a produced video? You know, and it's is it clicking with people? Is it not clicking with people? And what age of people is it clicking with?
So there's something. What was it? I'm going to get this wrong. It's basically a sensitivity dysphoria. Rejection sensitivity dysphoria, which I didn't know that existed. But it's basically you get your feelings hurt really easy. And I have that. And so that's one reason I'm not on social media. It hurts me when people say mean things. You're so out there. You have to get that kind of stuff.
Oh,
what's it do to you?
It took a while, but I think it's going to sound really weird because now people please don't come out and just insult me because you think it's going to give me confidence. But like I gained a lot more self-awareness and self kind of like efficacy on the fact that strangers were insulting me. Because then like you really have to pull yourself and be like, well, I know me and they don't know me. So like you started to just kind of like, okay, like you started to gain a little bit of self-confidence from the fact that like strangers would come at you for no good reason other than just being there and insulting you. So maybe it is developing a thick skin, but I think it was more of just like, oh, you just have to realize like this person doesn't know me. Like they don't have my phone number. They don't know my middle name. They don't know what I do when I go home. Like, why would I care at all what this person? And then you start to realize, okay, but these people who are willing to give me a chance, they are still all saying the same things. Like, you seem kind. You seem like gracious with your time. You're doing that's, you know, but again, I have to, if I'm going to ignore the insults, I ignore the like over the top praise too. It's somewhere in the middle. I'm not out there maliciously hurting anyone. So I don't really care what a stranger has to say about me.
I need to get there.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy. I mean, I did, but I think it was just naturally the way that the world went for me is I was always being told I wasn't very good. So, you know, like when you're a young player or when you're being corrected, you're being coached, you're not this, you're not that, and it just doesn't bother me because it's part of the deal.
Yeah.
And by the way, part of what helped me get where I did was people telling me that.
Yeah, and is it like, are they insulting you or are they criticizing something that you can actually improve?
Right, yeah. Right. No, with me, I took it as an insult, but it wasn't. It was actually, this is where your shortcomings are and you need to be better at them.
Well, no, I mean, like, I have been insulted. So it's like, I mean, like, but it's like, okay, I can separate those from somebody that says
truly critiquing.
Yes. Yeah. Like, hey, try not to be so nervous on camera or try, you know, like, can you add this to your TikTok videos or just something that's like, okay, I try to like, is it actual criticism or is it just some anonymous blue check mark? Account that is just doing it because they want to get me to shout them out so then that way they can get clicks and a dollar.
But the important thing to remember, too, is the people that are like that, they already hate themselves. And that's why they're like that.
Yeah, and they're trying, and now it is financially rewarded.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, to get clicks.
So right. Trolls make money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. As long as you have a blue check mark, you are... Yeah, so that's the reason I try to tell people all the time, like, you, like, these... Don't retweet these people and comment on anything that you disagree with. They are... Our politicians are doing it. I was like, everybody is doing it because they know if they can get... They don't probably mean half the stuff they say, but they know they'll get a dollar for it at the end.
That's sick. I mean, that's like the bad commentary on our society.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think one of the worst things is that we monetized engagement as far as, yeah. I think you can tell it in, like I said, in social media and sports, talking heads, just anything. You can tell that they probably at home don't really think it, but they know that click and a comment will get them money.
Wow. I mean, there have always been shock jocks in radio and, you know, I've never been one of those. I tried early on. I just wasn't that guy. But I didn't realize that was such a, such a business model. One a totally different, really weird topic.
Yes.
So I think it was yesterday. It was this week that we talked about if the aliens really landed, would it be an ontological, is that the right word?
Shock, yeah.
Shock. And I said, I think it would to very religious people. Because, oh my gosh, there are these people that live 100 light years away and they have no idea who Yahweh or Jesus is. Maybe I'm wrong. And then I turned it around in myself, being an agnostic. If aliens landed on the south lawn of the White House and they got out of their craft and said, we're here because our Lord Jesus sent us, what would that do to me? And I think my knees would hit the ground. I think I would be like, there's the proof I'm looking for. Okay. How about you?
I think that would be the proof. I think that would be, well, one, you'd have to be like, which Lord are you talking about? You know, which God is your God? And yeah, I mean, I still think you'd have people like, well, I need proof on which direction we're going here. Like, because what if they came and they said Allah, you know, like It's which God are you talking about? So I think they'd have to be pretty specific for.
What if it was Scientology?
Man,
you're like, we're here for L. Ron Hubbard.
That, we're
that
here for the
makes
Thetans.
The most sense.
We are Tom, the Thetans.
Our God is Tom Cruise.
Right, they landed the 747s.
We are Cruisians.
Yeah, my youngest is convinced that he lives in some cryo chamber. They just unfreeze him. They just thaw him out every time a movie comes out.
Cruisian, yeah.
There's another Mission Impossible.
That's right, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, but my first reaction would be, so is that real? Or are you saying that because you've been studying us?
That.
You know, like
there
that's
we go again.
That's immediately where my mind goes.
My knees are already on the ground.
He's already like your
mind. My mind is already like, wait a minute.
Prove it to me.
Have I'm already been, going door to door.
Have you been listening to our conversations?
Yeah, we'd be convinced it was AI and some sort of like a hologram. Yeah, there would be a lot of you need to show me. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
There you go.
Speaking of Tom Cruise.
Yeah. That's probably why that was in my head.
Start shooting people.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 324 on the dot. Happy, beautiful, but cold Thursday. Andrew's homesick. Hopefully he'll be feeling better soon. Throwback Thursday?
Yeah. 50.
Oh, we didn't do our Throwback Thursday pictures.
I know. I thought of that this morning, but yeah. Andrew was sick, so I figured it'd be better to do that on a day where we were all here.
Yeah.
And I don't want to post my pilgrim picture. I look too
dude, it's awesome.
I look too crazy.
Yeah, but
I found a cute
little
one. I found a cute one of me holding my kitty, and I'm like, I'd rather do that one.
Look at the disappointment on my face. I love the demented pilgrim.
I don't know what was going through my mind at that moment.
You're terrifying.
Like, I am going to ruin Thanksgiving, I'll tell you what. Okay, 55 years ago in 1970, Black Sabbath released their self-titled debut album. 55 years ago.
Changed music, man. Changed music. Made it heavier.
Do you give them credit for being the first?
No. I mean, they were just kind of the next. I don't know if there was a first. I mean, like, Zeppelin probably was the first one that started bringing a lot of that heavier sound to it.
Speaking of Led Zeppelin, 53 years ago in 1972, Zeppelin was forced to cancel their Singapore concert when officials wouldn't let them off of their plane because of their long hair.
Wow.
Isn't that funny? 53 years ago in 1972, the movie Cabaret was released starring Liza Minnelli, and she won the Best Actress Oscar for it. I know that's Wheels' favorite movie.
I watched it.
He loves musicals.
And I thought Liza Minnelli was so pretty.
Oh, yeah?
I was little, but I remember thinking, like,
even when I was a kid, I was just like, wow, stop singing.
Why are they singing so much? I've never really seen Liza Minnelli do anything other than Arrested Development, but boy, is she good in that show.
She has a great voice.
She was great back in the day.
When you just hear a song, forget a musical, just a song, she had a powerful voice.
Yes. She was very sexy. She was on all the television shows. She was very funny. She was a big deal.
43 years ago in 1982, Loverboy's Working for the Weekend peaked at number 29 on the pop chart.
It's a good music day.
Yeah.
It is.
Zeppelin, Sabbath, and Loverboy.
Here's a movie that came out 38 years ago in 1987. Mannequin was released, starring Kim Cattrall, Andrew McCarthy, and Golden Girls superstar Estelle Getty. I've never seen Mannequin, but I have seen Mannequin 2.
That's odd.
Man. Yeah, it was on TV one
How could
day,
you even
so I
keep up?
I was very confused.
In the 80s, they just made a movie about damn near anything, didn't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
What if I fell in love with a mannequin and it came to life? What if I printed a girlfriend off my computer?
Let's do it.
What movie was that, Wheels?
Weird Science,
which, by the way, is hilarious. Like, objectively hilarious because of Chet. Because Bill Paxton, that was his first big thing.
Every damn night.
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
Here's another good movie. 27 years ago in 1998, The Wedding Singer was released.
Man, I haven't seen that since the first time I saw it, I think.
And also 27 years ago in 98, the Eagles sued the National Foundation to Protect America's Eagles, claiming the organization infringed on the band's name and image.
That's a D-move.
For God's sake.
Don Henley lost that lawsuit.
Good.
Make people hate you more. Yeah, those real Eagles, forget them. We're a band.
25 years ago in 2000, the last new Peanuts comic strip ran in the Sunday papers. That was the day after Charles Schulz died, and he's still making money off of that cartoon.
Hmm.
And 23 years ago in 2002, the great Waylon Jennings passed away at his home in Arizona at the age of 64. He had diabetes-related illness.
That's really young.
One more, 19 years ago in 2006, Lou Ferrigno, a.k.a. The Incredible Hulk, was sworn in as a reserve deputy sheriff of Los Angeles County.
Man.
Interesting day in history.
Don't want to get arrested by that guy.
No.
He will break you in half.
Yes. I loved the original Hulk.
I mean, think about that. That guy played the Hulk and wasn't CGI. He was just the
Hulk.
He was just that big.
Bill Bixby was always sad.
Yeah.
Did he come on the show before, Lou Ferrigno?
Yes. Yes. Way, way back.
Way long time ago?
Like 2002. Yes.
I thought he had some kind of connection.
Yeah, he was very kind. Very nice.
Was he?
Like a nice
That's good
guy.
To know.
Yes,
I like to hear that.
He was very, very cool. To see a little bit clearer, Wheels, what if we drove to Chicago together and I played this song over and over?
I would jump out of the car.
Oh, this is a good song.
Would we make it by Peoria or probably before that? Or like Springfield?
We might make it to Fairmount.
Staunton.
Yeah, Fairmount Park. Yeah. Maybe Collinsville. There's an Arby's there. I could jump out. Go hang out at the Arby's.
Oh, man. Collinsville used to have a Pizza Hut buffet.
Sounds good.
I'm just saying.
You had a real memory there.
Yeah. Man.
Just stay around the speed limit so that it won't be too damaging to me.
Dave, we're having a discussion. If you were driving to Chicago from St. Louis, so 4 or 5 hours, and you had to listen to the radio, you had to listen to music, but only one artist, I'm guessing it's Jimmy, right?
Sure, absolutely. I could do that for 14 hours.
Could you ride with Wheeler and go back and forth between Jimmy Buffett and Slipknot?
Yes.
Every other song? Yeah. Dave said the other day, a year ago, like you like Metallica.
Metallica.
Dave can rock a little bit.
Yeah, Rob Zombie.
See?
And you're getting out
what's
of my
favorite,
car in
what's
Collinsville.
What's your favorite Rob Zombie song, Dave?
Oh, American, what is that called?
He did the cover of American, We're American Band?
No. I think it's American Gothic or something like
that. Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Look, we got to go to a show. I want to see Dave Murray and me in the pit at a Rob Zombie show.
I want to see Dave Murray marching to Dragula.
Yeah. Thunder Kiss 65.
I have to go home knowing that Dave Murray's cooler than me.
Dave is a bad man.
He's a bad, bad man.
Weekend.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I'm going to jump to the end of your forecast.
Okay.
It's going to get cold as hell next week, right?
Yes, it is. It is. In fact, we started talking about that several weeks ago, that the last couple of weeks of February would not be very pretty. And that any moisture we see is going to be in the form of snow.
Think we have much moisture coming?
Well, before we get to that cold, yes, we have a pretty good period of mainly light rain. That will be developing after midnight Friday night, during the day on Saturday. It could end as a mix of rain and wet snow Saturday night, less than an inch accumulation. But we're going down to 20 degrees Saturday night. Sunday is 21 for the high. Temperatures don't move at all. Cold all next week. Our first shot of some snow will be probably Monday night and into Tuesday, and then I'm thinking again maybe on Thursday. Big storm, who knows at this point? Who knows? But it does look like the last couple of – the next two, maybe 3 weeks, the weather across the country is going to rock.
What do you mean it's going to rock?
Like Rob Zombie, it's going to be the super beast.
I like the way you said that, right? What do you mean?
Yeah, she had a real crappy look in her face, too.
Many things coming from Dave Murray.
Almost like she didn't believe you.
All of a sudden, I felt like I was on the stand.
Yeah. Should have seen her. You look like you did in that Pilgrim photo.
I think there's going to be a number of large storms cut their way across the country. Exactly where the lines of rain and snow are, impossible to say right now. But I think the atmosphere is really going to cook. Really going to cook.
It's cooking and rocking, man.
Yep. All right.
Rock and roll weather.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our friends at the St. Louis Wheel. Tomorrow, February 14th, is not just Valentine's Day. It's also National Ferris Wheel Day. Hey. And you can ride the St. Louis Wheel in a comfortable 72 degrees no matter what the weather is outside. They also have Valentine's Month date packages going on. It's obviously at Union Station. You can find out more at stlouiswheel.com or follow them on social media at St. Louis Wheel Park.
I have big shoulders. I can admit when I'm wrong. When we were at Union Station for 20 years and we watched it die, and went from like 18 restaurants to none. And then someone said, oh, we're going to rebuild it. We're going to have an aquarium. We're going to have a Ferris wheel. I'm like, oh, sure you are. They did it. Good for them. They were right. I was wrong.
It's really nice over there.
Very nice.
Yeah, it is kind of a bummer to see after we left.
Yeah, like, as soon as we got out of there.
All right. The White House says about 75,000 federal workers have accepted the deferred resignation offer, giving them the offer to quit now and get paid until September. That is about, it's less than 5% of the federal workforce, so not exactly what they were trying to do. But that's a good number of people saying, all right, I'll do it. Just interesting to me.
What I'm waiting to see, because we have like the debt clock or the here's how much debt we have. I'm waiting to have Trump and Elon Musk, and I don't expect it in the next few weeks, but maybe a year from now, to say we did have this much in debt deficit. Now we have this much less. That would be important to me because I'm not seeing that. I'm not feeling that yet. I see that they're taking a hatchet to things, and I see the bad aspects of it, and I see people complaining about it. They really need to do more than just talk about the gains we're going to make. They need to show us. You saved $100 billion, and here's a line item of all of it.
I was reading something yesterday that said that Elon Musk is a temporary special employee of the government, which means he would be an employee for like 140 days or less.
I didn't heard that.
Yeah, I'll have to do more research on that, but I had read something. I was like, oh, that's very interesting. He's got a timeline on the whole Doge thing. Okay, Joanne is moving to close 500 of its stores across the U.S. amid bankruptcy. So they have 831 stores and 500 of those are closing.
What is it?
Joanne, it's a craft store.
The Fabrics place?
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Yeah, I think it used to be called Joanne Fabrics. And I think they just changed that.
Ah.
Yeah, that's my mom used to go there when I was a kid.
I love a good craft store.
Yeah. I'm okay. We'd go there when Phoebe was little and get stuff.
You seem like you would love it, Dave.
It's up and down for me.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all down.
Yeah, Wheels is not interested.
Materials.
Look, materials. Wonderful.
I'm looking for your balsa wood aisle.
I do some scrapbooking.
You're naming off my favorite things.
No, I know
here.
My family loves doing scrapbooks. I'm just teasing.
I should take a macrame and decoupage again.
You should, Dave.
Yeah.
That'll really solidify my old age. You do be decoupaging.
I used to make rugs. I used to hook rugs.
You just keep dunking on me. I'm making potholders and luminaria rugs.
Lover, here's another way I'm better than you.
I used to do wall-to-wall carpeting.
I made rugs. They go in your sweet van.
That'd be a good business. Van rugs.
Yeah, Dave, have you ever thought about getting like a sweet weather van that you can like chase tornadoes with or something?
No, No,
Dave.
I do like you know, SUVs and stuff like that, but never a van.
All right.
Never
a van. What if we got a big sweet van with all the cool weather tech, and then you and I went through the Midwest to Tornado Alley chasing tornadoes, alternating between Jimmy Buffett and Rob Zombie,
like Scooby Doo.
Gotta have nice shag rugs in the back.
You can make them up yourself.
It's American Nightmare, by the way.
Yes, that, okay. And you know who the guest vocals on that are, don't you?
No,
Jimmy Buffett,
Howard Stern.
It is Howard. Howard do that?
Yeah. Well, it's altered. You can't tell it's Howard, but it's Howard.
Egg prices have hit a record high of $4.95. That's the average price of a dozen grade A eggs as of January. This is the biggest spike in prices since the 2015 bird flu outbreak. There's surcharges in some places. Plenty of grocery stores are limiting the amount of eggs you can get.
Eggs are the number one thing I buy and don't use.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
I was at Costco Sunday. They did not have a single egg.
Not surprising.
Not one.
That seems like the kind of place you go to do a run.
I mean, there are a lot of. I mean, that place usually has stacks and stacks of them. Mm-hmm. They had none. Not an egg. Well, I shouldn't say. They had ones that were already hard boiled.
You can't really stockpile eggs, right?
I mean, they last a pretty long time. Mm. I don't know how long, though.
YouTube TV.
Until you get sick.
Right. Yeah,
that's when you throw them out.
There's some trick where you take an expired egg and you put it in a...
water or something?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's supposed to float or supposed to...
Is this like the witch's thing? No, I think it's real. I think it is real. Like, if it sinks, it's not good. If it floats, it's bad or something. I don't know. It's one of those.
It's one
Google
of those.
It.
Right.
You get a lot of bad advice on this show.
Yeah, Google it. Don't believe us.
YouTube TV could lose CBS and CBS Sports due to a dispute with Paramount. It could become unavailable on the platform as soon as today. Usually disputes like this are resolved in time, but the potential loss of CBS could affect the viewing experience of the NCAA tournament games.
That's big.
A lot of people.
I can tell you this. Yeah. If any service loses CBS during that, they're going to lose a lot of customers.
Speaking of streaming, Nick just texted me that the Cardinals have officially come out and said they have that $20 streaming package.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's $20 a month, right?
Yes. Like $120 a year.
Yeah. Definitely do that. It's a little cheaper.
Oh, this is so lame. Google Maps has blocked the Gulf of America reviews after receiving criticism.
Man,
so they updated,
even Google.
They updated the name of the location following an order from President Trump. Users clicking on the label for the Gulf in Google Maps are now seeing a note saying posting is currently turned off. Mm. And some negative reviews left in response to the name change appear to have been deleted. Just kind of silly. Like, I mean, if you're going to do it, just live with the decision and live with the fact that people are going to be unhappy.
Everybody's a big baby.
I guess so. Let's do one more story here and then we'll go to break. Ozempic is shown to reduce drinking in the first trial in an alcohol use disorder. A recent study found that low doses of Ozempic led to significant reductions in alcohol consumption and cravings in people with signs of moderate alcohol use disorder. The people taking it drank about 40% less alcohol than those on a placebo. Now, they need to do more wide-ranging studies, but this is very promising.
Yeah, dude, a lot of people, a lot of good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Cool. That drug is amazing.
It is. We'll all be on it soon.
All right.
For one reason or another. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Wow, this brings back memories. This is when I had hair. That's how old this song is.
The 80s. Were you into this stuff?
No, but it's just of my time.
New wave.
Yeah, it was just of my time. I was definitely into new wave. In high school, I was the first person, me and Mark Heckenberg, his mom cut our hair. I got my hair cut like Sting.
Oh.
So it was like a mullet all spiky on the top, and it was like I was a badass. I was an outlaw.
Man.
And I was wearing black members-only shirts.
Mm.
I love this song because it's at the end of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, that's that. Right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What song is that again?
The Promise by Win in Rome.
Oh. I didn't know. I knew that song. Everybody knows that song.
So for the first time in 42 years, the best-selling vehicle is not the Ford F-150. A 42-year run.
Wow.
Wild.
Isn't that nuts?
Good for them.
They were bested this year, dethroned by the Toyota RAV4.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. What is your best and worst car you've ever had?
I haven't had too many. I don't have a worst car. I've liked all my cars.
The best is the Camaro.
Oh, yeah.
Second place would probably, I mean, like, just because of the timing, my second car in high school was pretty cool. It was so this was in, like, the late 80s, 88-ish. It was an 85 Ford Thunderbird that was really cool. Mm. It, like, my dad had all the bells and whistles on it, and then he got a newer one, so I got that one. That was pretty cool time.
My favorite was the Jeep.
Yeah.
The one I just gave up. I know. I'm not going to go into detail. It's fine. No, don't get me started. And I had a yellow Chevy Chevette that I could literally pick it up. I could pick up the back of it.
Yeah.
It's a little car.
Yeah. I'm trying to think why my worst one was. It could have been the first one, which was the 1976 Mercury Grand Marquis.
Can't picture it.
Oh, just think of a blue boat. It was 19 and a half feet long. We measured. That's how big it was. We're like, how big is this damn thing?
That's a big car.
And I parked next to a station wagon in high school, and it was as long as the station wagon.
I love those.
Oh,
Eddie O'Neill's dad had a metallic brown LTD.
Yeah.
With, like, cream color leather interior.
Yeah.
That was the jam.
Yeah. That one was that was one, like, I don't know, because it was the first one. It was also kind of cool because it's your first Freedom.
Yeah.
So, but it was a kind of a crappy car. But it was the one where... because we would go clowning around, because God forbid I would clown around when I was in high school, and we were like chasing friends through streets, not high speed, but like just like playing around. And I got to the end of this little chase. I'm like, three of my hubcaps are gone. They just fell off.
Hubcaps.
And my buddy's like, yeah, I heard it. I just didn't say anything. But you didn't say anything. I got to go home without three hubcaps. My dad's going to be mad.
Man, the Civic, for whatever reason, the hubcaps would always fall off of that, too. So I would just drive around without him.
I think the story was, too, we went to our basketball game. That's where we were really going that night. And it was us against our arch rival, you know.
So you told him that took your hubcaps?
The Catholic boys' schools that are there. And I'm like, yeah, I think somebody stole my hubcaps at the game. That was my story.
All but one.
I'm sure my dad didn't believe it. I'm sure he was like, yeah, sure. You have one of them left, and you were at this stupid basketball
game.
That's
funny. I remember that. If you took a corner too tight, or if you hit a curb, they'd go rolling.
It was pretty funny once I realized what happened. Like,
go to a junkyard and try to find matching ones.
Yeah, I don't even remember if we replaced it or if we just kept it that way until we got rid of the car.
I was obsessed with mag wheels.
Oh.
Never had them.
Yeah.
But those were cool.
They were pretty cool.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.